Welcome to Divine Destiny with your host, Paul Warden. Last week, Paul taught the covenant. This week, Paul will be teaching a confirmed covenant. Let's join Paul now for a confirmed covenant.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Warden, and I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking the last few times we've been together about a special dream and a special vision that God has for each and every one of us that believe and trust and accepted Him as our Lord and Savior. We've been using frames and some of the symptoms and stuff that a woman will go through when she's ready to give birth to a baby, and how that kind of ties in spiritually with what we go through and what we feel and see when we are ready to give birth to a vision and a dream that God has given us. And the last few times we've been together, we've been talking about Abraham. How God has used Abraham and how God has blessed Abraham. And through Abraham, we also have the same blessing and the same thing upon our life. As you remember, God called Abraham and told him to get himself out of his parents' place and to go to a land that God was going to show him. And this was a place that Abraham had never been, never seen. But he immediately obeyed God, and he left. But he didn't completely obey God. God told him to leave his family behind, but he figured, I'll kind of tweak this little bit, saying what God's given me. I'm going to take Lot. And we know what happened when he took Lot. If Abraham would have completely obeyed God and trusted God fully, and did exactly what God told him to, everything would have been better. Even Lot would have probably been better off. But that's the story of this, that we need to completely obey God, completely, 100%, and trust God that He will lead us, that He will help us, and that He will make this dream and this vision a reality. And now today we're going to talk a little bit more about Abraham. We're going to talk about a confirmed covenant. Genesis 15 describes a ceremony commonly used in the ancient world to formalize a covenant. The covenant custom was that both parties making the covenant would walk together between the pieces of slain animals. This custom confirmed that the terms of the covenant were mandatory on both parties. If one party violated any part of the covenant, it would be free the other party from the unnecessary of fulfilling his promises. And you can kind of read that in Jeremiah 34:18, where it says, "And the men who transgressed my covenant and did not keep the terms of the covenant that they made before me, I will make them like the calf that they cut in two and passed between its parts." And we know what happened to the calf that they walked between. But this ceremony, which occurred between God and Abraham to confirm the covenant, was different in one very important aspect. And in Genesis 15:12 and in 17 and 18, we read, "And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between these two pieces. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram." What it's saying here, that God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Abram, and when Abram was asleep, God himself solely walked through those two slain calves. He made the covenant. Abraham didn't have to do nothing, but God made the covenant. Abraham and God did not walk together between the slain animal, as was the custom, but God put Abraham into deep sleep and God alone, in the form of a smoking oven and a flaming torch, walked between the pieces of the sacrifice. This meant that the fulfillment of the covenant was based solely upon God's grace, regardless of response of Abraham or his descendant. That's where we come in and need to read the chapter of Jeremiah 34, 18 through 19. God knows it's hard for us to keep the covenant, but it is impossible for God to break the covenant, and that's why God walked through those pieces alone. Abraham could not be responsible for the covenant, but could only be a recipient of it. He might fail, but the covenant would remain intact. God would never fail, for he promised, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that has gone out of my lips." You can read that in Psalms 89:34. When God makes a promise, he sticks to it. No matter what happens, no matter what we may do, no matter what we may see, say, no matter how far we get away from God, God will never leave us, he will never forsake us, and he will never go back on his promises, and he will never break the covenant. We've got the grace of God, we've got the love of God, and we know that God is true to his word. You are a recipient of this powerful covenant with all of its promised benefits. It is passed on to you as the spiritual seed of Abraham. No matter how weak you think you are spiritually, the covenant promises are not dependent upon you. Thank God for that, because we are weak in our flesh, and God knows that. We were made from dust, and God knows that. But God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and he will never break the covenant. You are only a recipient. The fulfillment is based solely upon God's grace and his faithfulness. You are a spiritual heir of every blessing of the Abrahamic covenant. The words blessings are used repeatedly in these promises. The root word is barak and means to confer abundant life and to endue with power for success, prosperity, and long life. God's covenant with you is confirmed in his word. If you have failed in the past, the covenant remains intact. The promises are not dependent upon you. They exist independently of you, but only through your obedience will they be made manifest in your life. And how we can thank God for that. If this covenant and this promise was based solely on how we act and how we live and what we do, we would be in serious trouble, people. But thank God, through his love, through his grace, through his mercy, we can depend solely upon God. And God will help us, and God will lead us, and God alone will make these promises fulfilled in our lives, only if we put our trust and faith in Jesus Christ. Thank God for those promises. Thank God that he never changes. Thank God he is always there to help us and to lead us and to guide us. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you for this promise. How we thank you for this covenant. And Father, how we thank you that is not based on how we live, on what we do, and what we think, but is based solely on your grace and on your love for each and every one of us. Father, we thank you that you have made this promise. We thank you that you will always keep this promise. Father, I pray that you will touch each and every one of us, that you will instill in our mind to trust you, to believe in you, and to call upon your name, and knowing that you are going to be there to help us and to fulfill this covenant and to fulfill this promise. Father, you have given us this dream. You have given us this vision. And Father, I know if we trust you, we will make it a reality.
And we thank you for that in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this week's lesson, A Confirmed Covenant. Join us next week as Paul teaches on abundant life. All material is furnished by Harvest Time Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. If you enjoy these lessons, we would love to hear from you. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Our mailing address is LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.